This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 631, Turn the Tables on the Turtles.
Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2019. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from Pops to Dorbs, Rides to Mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA.
Coming to you from the exotic land known as Canada, you're listening to another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, the commander of the Fell and master of demons, Fandeth, the still not a meat shield, Toasty, and the High Priestess of the Everlight, Allie.
But I'm not from Canada.
It's okay, we'll make it work. You're an honorary Canadian. Ahem. Bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft, this is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and with me I have Allie. How are you, Allie?
I live! Hello!
We are glad to hear you live.
I am too. I was pretty super sick. Like, I still have some lingering congestion, which is so much fun. But I missed you guys last week. I'm sorry I missed it, and I am happy to be here now.
Awesome. And we also have Toasty. And Toasty, I know you're not going to mention anything that's going to be fixed in edit. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Joke's on you. I wasn't planning on mentioning that.
She did it last time.
I got to be unpredictable with this stuff.
Stuff was totally not the word you were going to say there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how's your weekend, man?
It was pretty good. What did I do? I did a lot. More Mythic Plus, nothing good, nothing, no upgrades anyway, so, you know, whatever. Did LFR,
nice.
which went okay.
The new wing?
Yeah, the new wing.
Nice.
Only thing that went wrong was during the gold elemental, I forget his name.
Opulence.
During the opulence fight, the healers did not grab the required gems before running into the room.
Yep, makes a big difference, especially the amethyst, so.
Yeah. We actually got surprisingly far despite that.
Good.
The druid healer that grabbed it was a freaking beast.
Nice.
And solo healed most of that fight. And I think we got it down to 6% before we wiped. And the other healers were gone within the first 30 seconds.
Right.
Because that's just how that fight works.
What did you think of Opulence's room? Is it just so awesome?
Yes.
Doesn't it remind you of Smaug's lair in The Hobbit?
A little bit, now that I think about it.
Like, did you take time, like I've repeated multiple times, to look over the side and look at all the golden stuff?
See, every time I see pictures of that room, all I can think to myself is, man, Trump would be perfect in here.
Oh, I'm like,
he's not worthy.
And then, like, after the fight, there's a bunch of gold that you can loot, and I know you can get BOEs from there, because I've talked to a few people who've gotten BOEs from those gold piles. So I was extra diligent about grabbing all those. Fortunately, everybody else was. So I wasn't just that one jerk holding everybody up. I did not get anything good, though. Just a bunch of grays, which is fine, because it was still, like, a decent chunk of gold after all said and done.
Grays sell, so...
Did a bunch of world quests, did world bosses, all that other good stuff, grabbed some new gear, cashed in some Titan Residuum because I finally had enough to grab some 385 stuff.
Ooh, congrats.
Nice.
So I got an upgrade on that in my chest slot. And I think as of when I logged out on Sunday, I was at 388.
Well done.
Nice.
What else did I do? Can't remember what else I did. It felt like I did more, because I spent all day Saturday playing. You know what it was? So, it's time walking week, right?
Yeah.
So, I started doing my time walking between LFR wings, because that's just how I roll. For the third one I was queuing up for, I was waiting for an hour for the queue to pop.
That's rough.
And then I'm like, this is wrong. I know the queues are long, but like my queues have been about 20 minutes. It's the weekend. So I go to click on that little green eyeball that says what the average wait time is, and guess what? The green eyeball was not there.
I shouldn't laugh at you. I'm sorry.
So, yeah.
I think we've all done that at some point in time or another.
Yeah. You think I would have noticed before the hour?
Well, that would be the logical thing, yes.
But, like, it was one of those things where, like, okay, I'm going to queue up. I've done everything else that I want to do. I've done my world quest, all that other stuff. I'm just waiting for queues to pop at this point, so I'm going to queue up and watch hockey because it's Saturday, lots of hockey on, and yeah, an entire period went by before I realized that I was not queued up.
You were just so focused on the hockey.
I don't even remember what game it was. Like, unless it's the Blues or the Jets, I don't remember which hockey game I've watched. That's just something I do when I'm not doing anything. And I don't feel like rewatching like Critical Role or something like that. I'll just turn on a hockey game.
Wait, you like hockey?
Gasp! I've never heard this story.
Do you? Now I have an important question. Important question here, Toasty. Do you like hockey jerseys?
I mean, they're all right. I'm not like obsessed with them, but they're cool.
No, not at all. You know.
So I bought 7. This weekend.
And are any of them the new team coming in the fall?
Well, they're not coming in the fall. They're going to start their draft is the 2020 draft. They're going to start till 2020 to 2021 season.
The Kootenai team?
Oh, the Seattle. I thought you were talking about the Seattle team.
No. The new team starting in the fall here.
Oh, the Winnipeg
Ice.
The dumbest name ever. Yeah,
but the Winnipeg Ice. Yes.
I'm probably gonna buy one, but I don't have that. No, but I'll probably buy one.
Okay, well here's another good question. Do you own any Moose jerseys?
No, but I own an Ice Caps jersey.
Ah, all right.
Every time I'm like I'm gonna buy a Moose jersey, something else catches my eye that I want more. So I buy that one instead. It's just really easy for me to go buy a Moose jersey when I want one because I just have to walk across the street.
Yeah, I don't imagine they sell out very often over there. Not the Moose jersey ones, anyway.
Yeah, probably not. Anyway, how was y'all's week in a while?
Allie, how was your couple weeks in a while, actually?
Fantastic. I've done a lot. Unfortunately, the weekend I was sick, or the main weekend that I was sick, I had a lot more planned, and I got a lot less done than what I wanted. But between the last couple weeks, I have my item level up to 390. I got a couple ups in the last couple weeks that were like best in slot ups, so I'm really happy about that. My raid team is now 8 of 9 on normal. So we finally bust through blockade, which I love that's called blockade because that's where most teams struggle, is the blockade. And we got a chance to see the Jaina fight, which I think is a really fun fight and I like it a lot. Plus I get to mind control people off the side of the boat, which is awesome and I love it. And I've done, you know, island expeditions and world quests, all that normal stuff. I have my Dark Iron up to 94 now, which I'm really excited about and loving it. I have an important question for you, Toasty. I'm calling you out here. I listened to last week's episode and heard that you were going to go tank spec on your pally.
Just to get faster queues, yeah.
So you're going to be a meat shield on your pally, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just want to point that out, make sure everyone knows that. Meat shield. So
I'm going to need you to go ahead and make me a new intro.
It's important to note that I haven't actually done that yet.
Obviously.
Because I'm still level 66 on my paladin.
You're so little. That's been a lot of fun. The contest I'm leveling her for finishes in March, so I'm trying to really push to finish that up. The next, when we get Dark Moon Fair next, I'm gonna really like hit it hard and try to just about finish that up because I have other tunes I want to level. So that has been, in a nutshell, my last couple weeks. You know, there's been world quests. Oh, I did the Burning Crusade weekly because I love time walking weeklies because I like dungeons. So that was good, and that's about it, basically.
Did you queue up? Only you didn't queue up?
I did actually queue up. Legitly queue up because I'm not a noob with dungeons.
Hey. Rude.
And of course I was on my healer, so they were nice and quick cues.
Yeah.
They didn't take me an hour of not actually queuing.
My DPS queues were only 20 minutes, alright? When I actually queued up, it was only 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's not bad. That's when you do some world quests or you know, do whatever.
But Watch hockey.
Watch hockey, there you go. Medros, how was your weekend, Will?
Not too bad. Did a bit of questing and such, world quests for the most part. I did skip out on some emissaries intentionally, because I didn't really have the energy to do them. And I have a theory I want to test, but I can't test it till the next Darkmoon Fair. Thankfully, that's coming soon. Like, this Sunday, I think. Well, okay, so there's the Weebuff from the Darkmoon Fair. Uh-huh. There is a XP buff you can get from doing invasions in Kul'Thras without being max level. Uh-huh. And then there is the Drought of the Ten Lands. And basically my theory that I want to test is, can I get a 30% boost to my XP?
That is a good test. I would like to know the answer to that very much so.
Now I've got
to
remember to do that.
I will remind you, because I want to know the answer, so...
Yeah, I know there's the XP buff from the Incursions. I've never tested whether it works with the buff from the Darkmoon Fair, but I'm assuming it does. But I didn't actually really realize that this drought existed on the 7th Legion vendor, and only noticed it when I had some extra ones on one of my characters after buying the ring. So I bought some, sent them over to my alts that are not leveled up yet, and I'm like, I wonder if it would stack. And then, I mean, I could stack, like, three things, and that'd be a really good boost to leveling. So we shall see. All my characters currently that are not leveled up currently have that XP boost, so it shouldn't take too much to do that test, because I already have those droughts purchased and on the tunes that need them, so we'll see. And it'll basically, like, go to the Darkmoon Fair, complete that with the XP boost from the Incursions already active and in very little time used, and then just use the drought and see if it works. And if it does, then go do some questing. Lots of questing.
And then report back here, because I want to know.
Well, I could probably report that earlier than that, so that you're losing less time, but it really is only a day, so it's not a big deal. But, yeah, I've decided that I'm going to work very hard to try and get that Captain Signet of Command on all of my tunes that I can, because that's a really fun and really good way to get back to Borealis without using my Hearthstone, which is often down on cooldown when I'm traveling around. But I have it already on two characters. Another one doesn't have enough commendations yet. And the fourth one is saving up for the Moonsaber, and then he'll save up for those. So, but it's a lot of work getting those commendations. Got to do a lot of quests, a lot of world quests. But otherwise, didn't do a whole lot. I did some crafting on my Horde or my Alliance Monk. He's an engineer, and basically I use him for gliders. Lots and lots of gliders. Because there's lots of places that I have to go to regularly in the world that require glider. Like flying into the flight path that's in the northern part of Drestvar to go do either the Tortolan or the Champions of Azeroth world quests that are down on the beach. I often ride up to the edge of the cliff, and then use a glider down. And I realized I was getting pretty low on those, but I realized this about Monday, right after the show on Monday. So I spent this week taking several of my characters through their mine in their garrison, and getting as many resources as they can, and then when the right vendors were up, I bought what I needed with garrison resources and already had what I needed for the ore required for those. So I've crafted, I think, about 600 goblin gliders this week.
Nice.
Wait, do you need ore for goblin gliders?
Yes, you need true silver ore and sumptuous fur.
Oh, wait, sorry. I'm thinking of the goblin gliders you can use on your own, on your, the tinker thing. Never mind.
Oh, no, I never use those. I don't do a lot of alterations to my gear other than transmog.
Yeah, but the tinker thing is great if you're an engineer.
I only have one engineer, so that's not really important.
That's your first problem.
Not really. I like professions that actually make me money.
I'm going to make a whole bunch of goblin gliders now.
Honestly, you're not going to sell them for a lot, but they're good to have when you're suffering from a illness like Altitis.
All right. It's a lot of goblin gliders. I don't care how much they sell for.
But yeah, I basically just, I was crafting on that character pretty much all weekend, I feel like. And was just like, I upgraded my Demon Hunter's garrison because he didn't have the level 3 mine. He didn't have a bunch of buildings that he should have had. So yeah, it was an interesting time. Other than that, I didn't do a lot of crafting. Ali, I'm not sure if you heard the episode that sadly only got out not long ago.
I did. I listened to it this morning.
Awesome. So you know that while I now can make those bags, I can't make those bags?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, if you did some dungeons...
Yeah, that's a really big if, and I'm not doing any raiding, so...
I happen to know you did a dungeon this past week.
You know, it's like almost like you want credit or something.
Sigh all you want, but you did a dungeon this past week, so... Meh.
And it was heroic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. What did you think of Whitecrest Manor?
Not as bad of people. It was definitely much easier to do it than it was the last one. And it was good to see that story complete, or go to somewhat of a completion. And now I need to go do the Siege of Borealis, which I think is probably the last one, because it's going to wrap up that aspect of it, and then there's more probably after that with the stuff that came in the last patch.
Dungeon-wise, that should be your last one.
Good. I am not liking this stuff, and no other character will complete this as long as there's dungeons in it.
I get it. I mean, dungeons are not for everyone, and I definitely respect that, but I'm glad you're seeing them because I think they are fantastic dungeons.
I understand that. And I do find they are well done. Their story is good. The mobs are not too bad as long as people are using their brains. But, yeah, too many bad pugs. Just too many bad pugs.
What's your problem going with pugs? It's your first problem.
Yeah, there's one person besides me who's in my guild on a somewhat regular basis, and that's Erlita. That does not make a 5-man dungeon run.
I'm just saying, like...
You have other friends. They may not be in your guild, but you have other friends.
Yeah, but I never notice when people are on...
Here's the thing. You have a meat shield? You have a healer?
Wait, who's the meat shield?
You.
Yeah, I don't have a shield. I literally don't have a shield on my warrior.
We can get you a green shield off the auction house. It'll be fine.
That sounds like a toasty problem. I've gotten many shields on my paladin. It sounds like I feel like you've scrapped every one you've gotten, and that's your fault, not ours.
You can do an item restoration and get one of them back. See?
Exactly.
Boom. We're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can do that.
Don't hurt yourself there, buddy.
God. Man, that is quite the resistance there in your voice.
Maybe a little...
I'll heal you, and you'll live, I promise.
Yeah, we can always go with the show.
Unless you piss me off, in which case I will let you die.
You haven't seen me tank. I'm a terrible tank.
We can always grab the short stack tank that makes everybody angry. Where's Rosalie today, anyway?
He's not a tank, is he?
He's a warrior.
He's currently occupied.
Isn't he? I thought he's a warrior.
Doesn't mean he's a tank.
All warriors are tanks. Come on, man.
He could be a mini meat shield. That's fine.
Warrior does not equal tank. Case in point, toasty.
The last few weeks you keep talking about it.
Yet, toasty, I am confident I can bring somebody onto the show next week that will tell me that you have tanked for him.
You leave Will out of this.
Why? He's my evidence.
He didn't record anything. I did all the recording.
I don't require recordings to view this. I'm absolutely aware that this has happened, and you've admitted on the show.
So you have recordings, is what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, I'm saying I have the recordings.
So you need a recording?
No, I don't. I'm saying that His eyewitness account is enough. I don't need the recordings.
Anybody can say anything.
He's a convincing witness. And while I have you answering questions, what team, man? What team?
I will be supporting the local team.
Which is named?
Nobody wants to hear about this.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I don't think anybody is as invested as you are about this.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I kind of want to know the answer.
There we go. Proof. There we go. Somebody wants to know. Answer the question. Erlina would like to know.
In chat wants to know.
Yeah, Erlina would like to know. Anybody else like to know? I'm sure there's more people like to know. Poikilsad wants to know.
Arlena also says that a gnome tank equals live bait.
Yes.
Which is really funny. So yes, Toasty. See, many people in chat would like to know.
What is the name of the hockey team you are going to support in the playoffs?
Well, the first round's going to be split between the Jets and the Blues.
Okay.
You're avoiding the question, dude.
Because the Jets and the Blues are unlikely to be playing each other as it stands.
And if they were to play each other, who would you support?
I would genuinely fear for my life if I were to support anything other than the Jets. I will support the local team.
You son of a... Moving along. Traitorous jerk. Alright, our newest sponsor of the show is Funko. If you haven't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes, from Warcraft to Overwatch, Heroes to Diablo, and even more from outside of the Blizzardverse, like Firefly, Game of Thrones, and DC. I'd like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week's Funko Pop is one that I think some people might be familiar with who are fans of this show and or hosts on this show. And that is... Well, I call him Hammond, but I think the actual name is Wrecking Ball.
Yes.
No, it's Hammond.
Hammond is the hamster's name, but the character Toon in Overwatch's name is Wrecking Ball.
No, no. I put a little piece of tape there.
So is this a 6-inch Funko Pop you want to have there, Toasty?
I mean, honestly, I don't play Hammond a lot, but like, I wouldn't mind having that.
See, for me, I want to know if the legs move. Like, is it a solid piece, or do the legs actually move?
If it's anything like the Diva Pop that I have, it probably doesn't move.
Yeah.
He's cute and evil looking, which I always personally enjoy.
Well, of course, you love pirates. That makes sense. Yes, true.
I've been playing more Overwatch lately and enjoying it. I suck at Wrecking Ball, but man, he's cute, and I would totally own that.
Cool. Well, that is one of the new ones coming out for Overwatch. They should be out sometime in March. Not sure the date they get released. But if you want to check that out, or any of the other Funko Pops they have, go to bit.ly/FunkoATA. Go check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10% on your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA and use code Shop10 to save 10%. And we want to thank Funko for their support of the show. All right, so what's coming up in WoW this week?
Well, this week in WoW, we have the third wing of Battle for Dazar Lore, which opens on the 26th. That will include Blockade and Jaina, no matter if you're Alliance or Horde. Awesome fights. Can't wait for everyone to see them. We also have the Arena Skirmish event, February 26th through March 4th. So that will be this week's weekly. Words are hard. And Toasty, by the way, World Quest Week is the first full week of March, so don't forget to pick it up. Yo.
Oh, that's actually in the notes.
It's who actually
put, in the notes. Who put that?
In green. So, again, I get to call you out, which is so much fun.
Who put that?
I can't imagine you would have put that there.
You should get on that, Toasty, eh?
Yeah, I'll do it. Man, I am genuinely afraid for how this third being of Battle for Dizzy Zebra.
I think it'll be fine, honestly. I mean, LFR is simplified a little bit. They've done a good job between balancing the fact that you still kind of need to pay attention to mechanics, but they're not life-threatening at the same time, which is good. And because Blockade, you start off on different ships, and the mechanics are not too bad once you get used to them. when you reconvene in the second phase, it's a little challenging, but I would imagine, you know, the crap on the ground hurts less and it's not as much a DPS check because it's LFR. So I think he'll be okay. I really do.
Wait a minute. Did we do Mechatork in the newest?
Mechatork is wing.
I thought Mechatork was this wing.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Mechatork is this wing.
See, that's why I'm worried.
Mechatork is fine. It'll be fine.
But like, how am I going to see? I don't trust people to communicate to me which button I need to press.
Yeah, see, I don't know if they're going to have that mechanic in LFR per se. I haven't looked yet. I like that mechanic a lot. I just don't know how LFR that would work.
Yeah, that's my worry right now. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
If I'm on the show and I'm angry next week, you'll know why.
It's honestly, I really like the Mechatork fight. I forgot
it's actually going
to be in this wing, but
it looks like a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. Plus, exploding sheep. I mean, exploding sheep are just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is fun is the new Kul'Tirans and Zandalari coming out, Toasty.
Yeah. So, by now we've told you pretty much everything that's coming with the Kul'Tiran and the Zandalari, but Blizzard put out their official like preview for both races. So if you want to see what is going to be there for the Kul'Tiran and Zandalari, then you can go over to the WoW page and check that out. Just a quick overview of some of the stuff. As a Zandalari, you can play as a druid, hunter, mage, monk, paladin, priest, rogue, shaman, or warrior. The racial traits are City of Gold, which just gives you more gold, and Embrace of Alola. And we talked about this last week, where there are different shrines around Zul'Dazar that you can use to gain specific buffs. There's Pterodax Swoop, which summons a Pterodax to reduce your falling speed. So, hey, looks like I'm not selling Goblin Gliders to Zandalari trolls. And there's Regenerating. That's a channeled ability to heal yourself over a short time. The Kul'Tiran humans can be played as a druid, hunter, mage, monk, priest, rogue, shaman, and warrior. The racial traits are Brush It Off, which increases your versatility and heals a portion of the damage you take. Child of the Sea, which means you can swim faster and breathe longer underwater. Here's a Haymaker ability, which allows you to smash your opponent, stunning them and knocking them back. Jack of All Trades is an increase for all professions. And Rime of the Ancient Mariner, which makes you resistant to frost and nature damage. Included in the article are details about what you need to do to unlock those abilities. Basically, you gotta complete the achievement to do all the quests. Like, words are hard. Yeah, complete all the quests and story points in both Zul'Dazar, on Zandalar for the Zandalari trolls, and on Kul'Tiras for the Kul'Tiran humans. And then you gotta complete the Tides of Vengeance achievement, which is just the story so far, basically.
You know, there's several of those abilities for the Kul'Tirans that really sound like something a pirate would use.
You think?
Occasionally I do, yeah.
And of course they've included they detailed like the armor that you get. Kul'Tirans get this cool little pirate getup, which looks like it might actually allow for longer hair to show, which is, you know,
it's
pretty so rare excited. For in terms of like what Warcraft, what WoW armor allows to show.
So ever since I got my pirate hat, obviously a lot of my toons have the pirate hat because, well, pirates. Yeah. And
I can't believe this. I've never heard this news before.
I know,
before.
Right? Shocking news. But the pirate hat makes your hair go all short. And that's one of the few things that drives me nuts about it. So I'm super excited that this hopefully means that they're fixing that.
Next thing you know, you're going to tell me you like rum and pirates. Jeez.
I may have had some rum tonight. Just saying.
Maybe. Just maybe. I do like this Kul'Tiran look for the females and the males.
Oh, so excited. So excited.
And the Zandalari have appropriately styled troll armor. It's gold.
Yeah, cool. Makes sense. I like it.
Cool. And surprise, surprise, it's a horse for the Kul'Tiran mounts. Yeah. Lions need more horses. Zandalari get a freaking dinosaur.
Of course they do. Whereas, honestly, from what I hear from a lot of Hordies is that they're tired of it. Well, most of them. Some Hordies are tired of the dinosaurs, just like we're tired of the horses.
Yeah, but if you had gave me a choice between dinosaurs and horses,
I'd totally take the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dynamount all the way.
Yeah.
Doesn't even need a long neck, anyway. Just dinosaur.
So anyway, if you're interested in the details for what you, like the complete details of what you need to unlock the various allied races, you can go ahead and check on this preview page, and, you know, Wowhead will also give you that information. But yeah, that's what we're looking forward to at 815.
And as a reminder to folks, leveling a character to 110 is how you get the cosmetic armor. The heritage armor, you cannot get it if you use a boost. But your second, third, and fourth ones can be boosted.
Yeah, now, transmog.
See, I'm torn now because, like, I want my druid to be a Kul'Tiran. My everyone druid's already making, 110.
Everyone is making Kul'Tiran druids, I swear, which is, I totally get it, because the Drusvar forms and everything, like, they look amazing. I'm making Kul'Tiran monk, though, so that's a thing. I'm not cool like you people.
But if your character, your Kul'Tiran you're making, if that character had a roleplay sheet, I'm pretty sure we can all say that would not be the profession or class that you'd have them for. Be pirate,
probably,
right?
It'd probably be rogue.
Of course it'd be a pirate. Maybe a rogue. And I honestly thought about rogue, but I have a rogue. My point was I was trying to make a tune that I haven't really played much of.
That's fair.
And the monk. I feel that, because the Kul'Tirans, they're bigger, they're thick, you know, and I feel like I could put a lot of myself into that tune. And they're healers, so they're helpful. They can take people out if they need to with DPS, which I could do. And they can, you know, take a lot of heat or a lot of pain because they're being tanks. Plus, they're called brewmasters, so that's a thing. So I just feel like I can put a lot of myself into the tank, so into the monk.
I definitely agree with you there. Definitely agree with you there.
So excited.
If I wasn't so dead set on making my Kul'Tiran druid, I'd probably go rogue because I think it's outlaw that has the gun.
Yep.
That just screams pirate to me.
It's so cool. My rogue is outlaw and I have an absolute blast with her. So yeah. I definitely get that.
Mine will either be a hunter or a shaman. That'll be my first shaman or my second hunter. I'm not sure yet.
Go shaman.
Shaman is a lot of fun, honestly.
And the Kul'Tiran.
I do like the shaman totems for the Kul'Tiran. They look really cool. But I'm kind of getting a little tired of the anchor motif.
I am not.
I'm not surprised.
That's their whole thing, right? They're sailors.
Yes, I'm getting a little tired of that, that's all.
That's okay, you can be wrong. It's fine.
You know where you can get away from that motif, Medros? Drustvar.
Yeah, and the druid forms really do look epic. It's fantastic. Nope. I have a little druid, so if I ever level it, I'll probably race change it.
Nope.
But, yeah.
Nope. Not going this far for druid. Don't like the druid look. Don't like the wicker. Sorry.
Okay, it's not for everyone. That's okay.
Anyways, let us move along, shall we?
Yes.
We're ready to move on. Okay, just make a chair. So, the unlock quest line for Zandalari Trolls was data mined, I guess, from the PTR, and in addition to what we talked about, the Zandalar Empire meta achievement, as well as the Tides of Vengeance achievement, you also need to complete Zandalari Forever and then do this quest line. Now, it is a very interesting quest line. I will say that I'm not super excited by the Zandalari race, or Zandalari Troll allied race, I guess. But it does involve some very key characters in the troll story, such as Rokan and other characters you've met in your journey as a Horde player in Zandalar. Now, we're not going to talk too much about this because it is really spoiler-heavy. And there are some of us, myself included, who have not actually done much questing in the Horde zone so far. Have either of you started a Horde character or played a Horde character through some of the Zandalari stuff?
No, I did. I not on live anyway. For the beta, I was playing Horde. I didn't get far.
I've gotten my troll druid through the beginning. Like, go to Zoldazar and decide where you're gonna go, kind of thing. And through the opening cinematics, I am looking forward to doing the rest as soon as I get my Dark Iron leveled. But I've heard bits here and there, and I personally have always loved troll culture. So I'm super excited about them. I don't know if I'm going to either race change my poor druid or if I'm going to make a new one, but I really like that story, and I like the whole story of the Loas and everything. So I'm very excited. And I actually started looking at that article that we're posting and then saw how spoilery it was, and then I just closed it right back down.
Yeah, I will say, having leveled a bit through in the early stuff of the Horde storyline over there, having leveled several characters through the Alliance stuff in Borealis, I was entertained, for lack of a better way of putting it, by the utter lack of cooperative nature in Zandalar. There are stories on the Alliance side that lead to you to understand there's definitely some underlying mistrust between groups in Zandalar and in Kul'Thras. But that is nothing compared to what you see in Dazar'alddor. It is insane. It is absolutely insane, the sheer level of dysfunction among the trolls. And I believe this is wrapping up some of that, but also showing that there's still a lot of disrespect, dislike, and mistrust among not only the trolls, but our presence there as Horde. So, like I said, we're not going to go too much into the story here, but it's definitely a very interesting quest chain to unlock your Zandalar trolls, and it'll be very interesting to see how players react to that once it goes live. All right, then. Let's talk about some holiday items.
There is so many good stuff coming up. I'm so excited. So, Icy Veins did this great post about new holiday items coming out this year. It's out in 8.1.5, including, well, all the holidays. So, it starts off with Brewfest. We still don't have quite enough details as to what the Brewfest Hearthstone is going to look like, but it's called the Brewfest Reveler's Hearthstone, and the tooltip says, "Return home in the most jubilant of ways possible." So I think it's going to be... My prediction is that you're going to, like, chug a stein or something, and then chuck it, because you do a lot of that at Brewfest.
I was saying, I'm assuming it's going to involve beer some way.
Oh, obviously. And obviously it's going to be my favorite. So I'm really excited. They're saying it's probably going to take 150 Brewfest prize tokens, similar to the Love in the Air event Hearthstone, which was 150 love tokens. So that makes sense. The Dark Moon Fair is going to be coming out with 3 new balloon companions. We also have new pets for Children's Week, which I'm super excited about because we haven't had new pets for Children's Week in a while now. So we have Beakbert, which is a turtle, and I'm posting this in the Discord. So if you're not in Discord, when we're recording, you should join us. So
we have little turtle.
I knew you were going to love that. He's a really cute turtle. He's got a little beak thing going on, and so cool. And the tooltip for it, or the description, I guess, says Beakbert's favorite food is Ravenberry. I can picture him just eating a little berry. It's really cute. Next up, we have the Enchanted Sarlisk Scale. Also going to put in chat. And it says, Sarlisk scales are a surprisingly flexible but durable material that are often used to reinforce or mend things that are broken or worn through. He's also really cute in his own way. And I kind of just want to, like, pick him up and give him a hug. Eventually, all these will be mine. The next up is Sandy Hermit Crab Shell. It says, Mr. Krabs was victorious in a lengthy brawl against nearly a dozen other hermit crabs to claim his current shell. Pretty cool.
Oh my god.
My favorite that I'm going to be going for first, I can talk, is the Slimy Pouch, which is a frog. It's super cute. And it says, the skin of a teal frog sometimes shimmers just right in the sunlight, providing excellent camouflage when on the surface of the water. It's literally a teal frog, and it looks super cute, and it will be mine.
I want to give some opinions on these pets. The first three, I just want to skin them. And the last one, I want to boil them.
You're a jerk.
Yeah, and?
Oh, what? What? Oh, why?
Turtle gives me so scale. Sorlusk gives me leather. And I'm pretty sure the crab is giving me scale, too. And frog looks good.
You're wrong. That's all I have to say. Arlena, don't support him making turtle soup.
Oh, man. Ugh, so
can't even.
Funny story about turtle soup.
Oh, gosh. what?
Well, so when I was younger, obviously I loved Ninja Turtles, right?
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Leonardo's the best, but you know, whatever.
I wanted to be April because I wanted to hang out with them all.
So I was a very picky eater when I was younger. There's this one Filipino soup, the soup that I talked about during our AMA, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That at first I didn't like. My parents were like, well, if you eat this, you'll be as strong as the turtles. And so we called it turtle soup. That's how they got me to eat it.
That's one version of turtle soup. I like that version better than what they're talking about in chat right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Anyways, moving on, jerk. So the Midsummer Fire Festival, please don't kick me off the show. We know that the Hearthstone is going to be called Fire Eater's Hearthstone.
I have a quick question. Is there a rapper involved in the planning of this event at all?
Why?
Never mind.
A rapper? I'm so confused.
Are you thinking about Firestarter? Which isn't... Anyways, the...
Oh, you're talking about Fire Festival, aren't you? The Fire Festival. Yeah, okay.
Oh, F-Y-R-E. Okay. Well, moving on. Fire Eater's Hearthstone says, return home in the hottest way possible. So that looks amazing. Super excited. Noble Garden is going to have the Noble Gardener's Hearthstone, which again will probably cost 150 Noble Garden chocolate. And it says, return home in the most joyous way possible. Still curious to see what that one is. I don't know if you're going to be like scarfing chocolate, because that would be really a joyous way to, you know, return home. Or maybe those can be bunnies everywhere. I don't know.
You know what I think it will be? I think you'll start channeling it, and then there's going to be bunnies hopping around you.
See, I figured there's going to be some kind of bunnies hopping around you, because that's the Gnome Garden, right?
Yeah.
That and chocolate. I think it's going to involve those two things. Maybe. I don't know. But in addition to the Hearthstone for Gnome Garden, there's also going to be three new, well, circlets, but they're actually like the bunny ears you put on, like the little headband, the bunny ears. That will probably cost 50 Noble Garden chocolate each, most likely. So it's going to be the blue spring circlet, the brown spring circlet, and the yellow spring circlet. So obviously it's going to be blue bunny ears, brown bunny ears, or yellow bunny ears. So if you like your bunny ears, get ready for that. And I'm super excited for all these things, especially Brewfest Hearthstone and Midsummer Fire Festival Hearthstone and all the Pets for Children's Week. Yay!
Turtle soup.
Rude.
You're a jerk. Toasty, which pet are you going for first? Is it gonna be Beepert?
Come on.
I'm just thinking through. I mean, maybe one of the other ones enticed you. I just wanted to make sure that was gonna be Beepert.
It'll be the turtle first. Then I'll probably go for the frog because I have pet frogs.
You love your turtles.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk to us about the killing of turtles coming up?
I don't want to. This makes me sad. Those actually are really good.
Oh.
So yeah. Apparently Blizzard took note when Ghostcrawler said it was ecologically irresponsible to be saving all those turtles from death, because you know that's how life balances out. We're gonna send Azeroth into ecological imbalance because of this overpopulation of turtles. So, Blizzard has decided to allow us to remedy that and give us a world quest for the Tortolan Seekers to stop the turtles. And it upsets me that Scroll Sage Nola gives us this quest.
That does feel a little odd. I will agree with you on that.
But apparently she's just like all about balance and stuff, which I guess makes sense. But well, still,
she does hate to see any living thing suffer.
Yeah.
So
basically, the Scroll Sage Nola is the one giving you this quest, and it'll have a chance to appear wherever the current beachhead world quests appear. And instead of taking control of the Scroll of Blasting, you're going to take control of a crab. And with this crab, you'll be able to move left or right in an attempt to kill the juvenile turtles. Excuse me, I'm all right.
I'm getting a little choked up.
Yeah. And if you were to successfully kill a turtle, you get to wear its shell on your little head.
Which does actually sound kind of cute, let's be honest. Sad, but cute.
And when you have the shell on your head, you can throw the turtle shell back towards the mound in a straight line to kill any of the turtles that are in the way. You know, I do not support this. I will refuse to do this quest.
But as Scroll Sage Nola says, all creatures in nature must live together in balance.
Yeah, but crabs are good for eating.
So here's the question I have for you, Toasty. Patch 8.3 brings playable Tortolans. But you must have done this quest at least 5 times.
How dare you put that evil on me? How dare you? But I mean, yeah, I'll do it. Reluctantly, but I'll do
it. So you'll kill many turtles to get a Tortolan player. Playable case.
It's only 100.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah, but then I'll just make sure to hit up every other time where I have to send turtles to the water.
As long as their jokes and flirts are as sassy as the NPCs are when you click on them a bunch of times, then I am golden and that will become my main.
So, I just want to further clarify here, Toasty. You are willing to kill 100 or more endangered species to get another species you can play as a character.
To be fair, they're probably not endangered now, because how many turtles have we sent to the water at this point?
So many.
I say I kill off many more than I ever sent to the water.
Why? There's no reason to do this.
Well, Tabo, they just happen to, like, get killed.
No. No. Anyway, yeah. If you want, if you're still grinding out Tortolan rep, you can go ahead and do this quest in 8.15. Kill 20 turtles. We had to kill 20 turtles, but we only saved 12 with the other one.
Did you know that if you spend enough time not killing off crabs, they just, like, gather along the beach and just, like, congregate?
No, I never get that far.
I just picture, like, a little crab gang, you know, with their knives and everything, their shanks.
You learned something new there, Toasty. Congratulations. I'm proud of you.
You guys are mean. Don't kill the turtles. Kill the crabs. They're delicious. True story.
Not a fan of crab meat, man.
Missing out. Oh, it's so good. Anyway, I don't want to talk about turtles' deaths anymore. There's some Island Expedition stuff, right? I'm pretty sure.
Which I always love Island Expedition stuff. So coming up in 8.1.5 on the PTR, we have found, well, not we, Wowhead has found that there are going to be new Bind on Account heirloom items coming out, which is awesome. A lot of people who are using Island Expeditions to level have stated that they feel like they're lacking a way of gearing up by doing that. Yes, it helps with XP, but then their gear falls behind. So this is a great way to solve that. I think it's fantastic. So there's going to be gloves, bracers, a belt, pants, boots, and cloak, all available through Island Expeditions as heirloom items. Each is going to cost 20 doubloons, the Seafarer's doubloons. You'll be able to get them from the Island Expedition vendors in your main city, which I think is fantastic. And 4 of these 6 slots are not currently available in the heirloom system. I forget which ones they are off the top of my head, but the ones... So basically, I feel like belt was one of them. I don't think there's currently any heirloom belts in the game, if I remember right.
I think so, yeah.
Are there belts?
No, I think you're right.
What do you think I'm right? Say. So I think belts, bracers, gloves.
Are there heirloom boots?
Don't think there are. Because I think it's legs, chest, and shoulders.
And helm.
So yeah, so I think gloves, bracers, belt, and boots are all new for heirloom items. So again, all helping people level even more, which is awesome. And I'm sure, hopefully transmog-wise, they'll look amazing, because why not? So there you go. If you are enjoying leveling through Island Expeditions, this will definitely help you out with your gear.
Man, I didn't even consider doing that.
A lot of people are reporting that. It's actually pretty good.
I mean, I can see that, because those queues are pretty quick.
Yeah, and honestly, their only complaint has been that it doesn't help you gear up at all. So this helps. Wait to listen, Blizzard.
Well, I only have my Dismal Priest at 110. I'll figure something out. Yeah, I'll be fine.
All right, then. Are you guys busy in a few days?
Maybe.
I'm thinking like on a Thursday around, you know, 1 p.m. Central Time.
I'll just be back from lunch, so I'll, yeah.
Well,
sometime.
Why don't you sit down, help relax after your lunch, and listen as we talk about some art and animation.
Are we getting a talking to from Taryn?
Sorry?
That sounds cool. Are we getting a talking to?
Yeah.
About?
So, about senior 3D animator Ian Lang and 3D artist Kenny McBride, sorry, will be talking about art and development, animation, on a live stream. So that'll be coming this coming Thursday at 11 a.m. PST, which is, again, 1 p.m. CST. And you find that over on Twitch. I don't know if it's a Q&A. It may just be a talk instead of a question and answer. But it should be interesting to watch anyway. For those who are into other art, at least.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really cool. I saw a little bit of the art, you know, animating panel at BlizzCon. And there was some really interesting stuff in there. And I think it's going to be really just a fun, you know, interesting one. And for those who are actually really interested, you know, in animation and art and stuff, like, this is going to be right up their alley. So I think this is awesome.
I agree. It should be very interesting. And I know a lot of artists who love to hear from these people, kind of people at Blizzard. So
sorry, I heard the name Kenny McBride and I immediately thought of the actor Danny McBride. And now in my head, that's what Kenny looks like.
Gotcha.
Well, if you watch the live stream, you'll find out what Kenny really looks like.
Unless they're just streaming from their thing, their animation, their computer.
Yes, that animation device is called the computer toasty. All right, let's talk about the latest Invitational.
All right, so Mythic Dungeon Invitational. Wow, where did I put that tab? Oh, shoot. Okay. Mythic Dungeon Invitational, that's the Mythic Dungeon competition that Blizzard has been putting on to like a decent amount of success over the past little bit. If you're wanting to attempt to qualify for those, the Proving Ground stage is starting soon. The first stage is starting on February 26th, so tomorrow. It runs till March 4th. The FX you got to worry about during that period are Tyrannical, Bursting, Skittish, and Reaping, which sounds terrible, but like not as terrible as the March 5th to March 12th period, which is Fortified, Teeming, Quaking, Reaping.
Horrible.
Yeah. These all sound awful. But if you're interested in trying to qualify for the second stage of the Invitational, make sure that you're running your Mythic Pluses during those specific time periods and post all your stuff to the MDI sign-up page. And assuming that you do all right there, they'll send you an invite to the Tournament Realm. So yeah, February 26th to March 4th, that starts tomorrow. Got a week. Start hitting those Mythic Pluses and run all those terrible affixes. Oh my god, that's awful. The second week sounds terrible.
Yeah.
That does not sound like fun, no.
Fortify, Teeming, Quaking? Oh my god, no. That would be a skip week. Like, you know what? No. I'm good on Mythic Pluses this week. I'm just gonna run all for our New World quests. Oh, yeah. So good luck to everybody who's wishing to participate in that. Yeah.
And if you listen to the show and you're thinking about or you're going to participate in that, maybe you can share your experience with us.
Yeah, that'd be really cool, actually. So please do.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about our second sponsor.
All right. So our second sponsor, as usual, are the great folks over at Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2019. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Today we're going to look at book one of the Trials of Apollo series, The Hidden Oracle. Let's have a listen.
My name is Apollo. I used to be a god. In my 4,612 years, I have done many things. I inflicted a plague on the Greeks who besieged Troy. I blessed Babe Ruth with 3 home runs in Game 4 of the 1926 World Series. I visited my wrath upon Britney Spears at the 2007 MTV Video Music Awards. But in all my immortal life, I never before crash-landed in a dumpster. I'm not even sure how it happened. I simply woke up falling. Skyscrapers spiraled in and out of view. Flames streamed off my body. I tried to fly. I tried to change into a cloud or teleport across the world, or do 100 other things that should have been easy for me. But I just kept falling. I plunged into a narrow canyon between 2 buildings, and bam. Is anything sadder than the sound of a god hitting a pile of garbage bags?
So once again, that was the Trials of Apollo series, Book 1, The Hidden Oracle, which was written by Rick Riordan and narrated by Robbie Damon. You can find that and over 200,000 titles over at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. And we thank Audible for sponsoring the show.
I can think of a lot of things that are worse than that. Just thought.
Well, I mean, if you're the god Apollo, then, like, that would be pretty bad.
I can imagine that.
Your life has taken a significant downturn, if that's one of your more recent events.
Yes, I could see that, yes. All right, let's get our question of the week.
All right, so our question of the week for last week was, what traditionally faction-locked mounts would you like to see swap next? Generator G1 says, Mechanostriders for the Horde, Goblin Trikes for the Alliance.
Wookie BH says, Elix for Horde, Goblin Trikes for Alliance. Frasley says, really like the Goblin Trikes, would love to see more of these on the Alliance side, and we could swap a gnome Mechanostrider to them. And I say, since I wasn't here last week, I'm very partial to the Swift Blue Raptor mount, as well as the new Maghar Orcs mount, which is a dire wolf of awesomeness that I need in my life. So definitely those.
And Poikle Satin says, it can be funny to see the mass amounts of Alliance riding Kodos. They are so big that there will be no room on their streets of Stormwind to walk. And I pointed out in reply to that yes, but shops will be practically empty because they can't get through the doors.
Also true.
Indeed. And Capo said, really funny things that we can't play on the show in another recording. So his text answer is, being able to ride the gnomish Mechanus Riders on my goblin would be sweet, so that gets my vote. And let's face it, those Mechanus Riders are the only things those dirty, smelly gnomes ever made that are worth a damn.
Wow, shots fired at Frasley.
Yikes.
Eesh. Please note that is an answer from Capo, not from me. I will neither confirm nor deny my approval of that message, though. Next week's question is, what holiday items would you add to the current holiday events?
I want a sleigh mount from Wintervale.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Or a jack-o'-lantern mount from Hollow's End, a la Cinderella's thing.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I would like to see a once-every-day usable item to have the Headless Horseman fight for me for, like, 10 minutes.
That would be really cool.
Complete with all of his voice lines?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, I would grind so hard to get that. That'd be amazing. I love his voice line. Shut up, Toasty. I really like his voice line, so that would be really cool. This is a PG show, Toasty. Shush.
So, sorry. I must ask for clarification here.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I think I do, actually.
I said I would grind so hard, and he started giggling.
Uh-huh. I heard that. Can you clarify, like, what all you're willing to do in this regard?
No, because this is a PG show.
All right, good to know.
I really like his voice lines, we'll just say that.
All right, then.
Moving on. So I would like to see... I think it would be really cool for Midsummer Fire Festival to have a toy that shows you... Because there's those juggling torches that you can, you know, do by yourself. I want a toy that just shows me, like, standing there and juggling torches.
Well, that would be cool.
That would be really cool. And then for Brewfest, I would like to have one. If I can't have a Hearthstone that has you, you know, chugging a beer and then, like, throwing the mug, I want a toy that lets you do that.
All right.
Yeah.
I just thought of something else that I want from the Fire Festival specifically, because it's very thematically appropriate.
What?
So remember when Deathwing was flying around?
Yeah.
And he kind of just set entire zones on fire.
Yeah. Kill, like, people. Good times.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want something that would do that, because that would just be ridiculous.
Yes.
I want the visual, though.
Yeah. I could see that. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. I am all sorts of down for that.
In that vein, I would love a way to recreate some of the stories from Blasted Lands. No, it's Blasted Lands? The one that he destroys, and you, like, go into, like, people's retelling of how they defeated Deathwing themselves.
Yeah.
I want that, because that was that quest. The whole quest line was hilarious.
Oh yeah, if there was ever a case for making making some quests repeatable, that quest line is it.
Yeah,
it was just so much fun, and it was ridiculous.
I kind of wish we had world quests back then, honestly.
And it's the only time that Frasley would have felt tall.
Exactly. Because he could make himself big as the world. I'm treated. All right, how about shoutouts? Allie, since Toshi seems to be trying to think of one.
I want to give a big shout-out to everyone who showed up for our AMA on Saturday. It was a lot of fun, and having those there who came and participated with questions and everything really added to it. So thank you all for coming.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And we maybe make that one day available. Maybe. Maybe there's a lot of jerseys. A lot of talk about jerseys.
Well, yeah.
And food.
I had just bought 5 of them. They were on my mind, all right?
Well, it didn't help that the first question was, how many jerseys do you own and how many is too many?
That's true.
Which the answer for that again is...
How many do I own now? I bought 5, so 31.
Gotcha.
I have 31 jerseys now.
Yeah. Yeah.
The answer to how many is too many?
Yeah.
There's no answer to that. There's no valid answer to that question.
I feel like there has to be an answer to that question, but okay.
Oh. I mean, this is going to be a... this is a somber shout-out for me for a change, just because... Yeah. I don't know if my friends are listening to this, and they occasionally do, but, you know, shout-out to you guys, because we're dealing with a harder anniversary today. One of our good friends passed away 2 years ago today, and, yeah, it's still very raw for us 2 years later, just because... of everything that happened before that. So, you know, to all my friends who are listening, I've been thinking about you guys a lot today.
All right. And my shout out is going to be to the former writers of Diablo fans. Curse decided to shutter that site today. I don't know if writers are being moved over to other places within Curse or if that just they no longer have work, but that was one of the bigger fan sites that I recall being during Diablo's heyday. So that being closed is definitely a hard thing. But hopefully those people can come out on top. All right. I guess that's about it. So time for our outro.
If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz, Medros is at Medros, Fandeth is at Fandeth, Ali is at Aliandris K, I'm at ToastyPostyCan, and you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And you can join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
And we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care. Happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of a larger life, Frasley.
Bye.
See ya.
This podcast brought to you by Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2019. Get more at thedawnforge.com.